Welcome to the Phil Sports Sixers Hoops Podcast. This podcast will focus primarily on the Sixers-Knicks series, but we'll discuss the other series being played. Now, for the record, my picks were as follows. Sixers over Knicks, Boston over Miami, Indiana over Milwaukee, Cleveland over Orlando, and in the West, OKC over New Orleans, Denver over the Lakers, Minnesota over Phoenix, and Dallas over the LA Clippers. As a lifetime Sixers fan, I've seen many playoff games. However, the Sixers' loss in Game 2 to the Knicks, which puts the Knicks up 2-0, is probably the most devastating Sixer playoff loss I've ever seen. The reason being is that so many different reasons caused the loss. True, the officiating was absolutely horrible. Forget the three mistakes in the last minute that the NBA acknowledged that really hurt the Sixers and literally gave the game to the Knicks. All night, the officials called touch fouls against the Sixers, yet allowed the Knicks defenders to place both hands on Sixer players. Anyone that's ever played basketball knows it's virtually impossible to drive past any defender when the defender has both hands on your body. Now, to add insult to injury, when the Sixers appealed an obvious offensive hooking foul by Adeniyi, the foul on Lowry was upheld because they stated that the initial contact by Lowry impeded Adeniyi's drive path. What a crock of crap. Usually when a call is appealed, Sakakis gets the call wrong at least 50% of the time. That's what happens when people that have no clue in a booth are telling bad officials what to do. Someone should check each official's bank account that worked that game. It was a legitimate screw job. Now, that being said, despite the officiating, the Sixers still should have closed the game out and won it, but they didn't, thanks to a major Kyle Lowry mistake. Lowry should have called a timeout prior to inbounding the basketball to Maxey. Sure, it was the Sixers' last timeout, but they get the ball at midcourt, and even if they didn't have a timeout, call one. Let the Knicks shoot a tee and give the Knicks the ball, but your defense has time to set up. Lowry also missed 2 of 4 free throws down the stretch that would have sealed the game. Lowry's supposed to be the Sixers' guiding light, but he panicked like a rookie. Now, Nick Nurse doesn't get off the hook either. In Game 1, coming down the stretch, it was obvious Embiid was gassed and missed 4 shots in a row and turned the ball over in crunch time. Nurse should have called a timeout with 3 minutes left and told Embiid, look, just set high screens for Maxey, let him drive to the basket and close, or shoot threes from the corner. I really like Nurse as a coach, but he pulled a Doc Rivers on not making that adjustment in Game 1. The Sixers could be up 2-0, but it's not working out that way. It also looks like Kelly Oubre and Buddy Hield are coming up short, and we all know Tobias will be gone after the season anyway. What's really disheartening is that the Sixers have done a wonderful job on Brunson, who is the Knicks' primary scorer. But even locking Brunson up, where he's shooting him, about 30%, the Knicks are up 2-0 in the series because the Knicks are physically and mentally tougher, they rebound better, and rebounding has been a Sixer weakness for multiple seasons, and this Knick bench has really outplayed the Sixer bench. I hold my breath every time Embiid leaves the floor, hoping the Knicks don't go on too much of a run. Add to the fact that Nurse closes out a game with Embiid, who can't move or jump, 2 small guards, and Oubre and either Batum or Harris, and the Sixers are soft on the boards. The Sixers should win Game 3, but either Oubre or Batum has to step up because it's doubtful Tobias will. Now, in the other series, Denver has the Lakers' number. They'll close them out. The T-Wolves are handling the Suns. Their length and physicality is causing the Suns all kinds of problems. Dallas and Indiana got splits against the Clippers and the Bucks. The Celtics are just too much for Miami without Butler. And the Pelicans are playing better than I expected, but OKC should win that series. Well, that's it for this playoff update. I can be reached at thephilsporthoopspodcast@gmail.com. And I'm going to close with my typical hoops quote. You're only as good as your last game. Now, who said that? I did. Adios, sayonara, see ya.